The House of Representatives has passed a massive energy package. It contains billions of dollars of incentives for producers of oil, natural gas, and electricity. Provisions in the bill would also shield producers of a polluting gas additive from liability lawsuits, and it would open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Those two contentious measures could lead to clashes in the Senate, where the bill goes next. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert met his Republican colleagues this morning at an Exxon station just off the Capitol grounds. They stood right in front of the gas pumps, a good camera shot to show what Hastert says this energy bill is all about.
Folks, it's about gas prices, gas prices, gas prices. Consumers are getting squeezed at the pumps. House Republicans want to do something now.
But according to the Bush administration, this bill would do little to help Americans with gas prices anytime soon. The bill would give more than $8 billion in tax breaks over a decade to producers of natural gas, nuclear power, coal, and oil. House Republicans say that centerpiece will eventually, years from now, help keep energy costs lower. California Republican Richard Pombo, the chairman of the House Resources Committee, said the bill also includes conservation measures, fuel efficiency incentives, and tax breaks for producers of renewable energy, like wind and solar power. Pombo called these things important.
But America can't conserve its way out of an empty gas tank, and we're running on empty right now.
That's why Republicans are championing new oil drilling in Anwar. Oil explorers estimate they could tap more than 1 million barrels a day under that frozen landscape. But those who oppose drilling in Anwar say there will be dire environmental costs. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey said Americans should use less oil rather than drill for more in a wildlife refuge.
It is wrong, it is immoral for this Congress to not have any fuel efficiency standards for automobiles or SUVs in their bill, and to then turn to the wilderness areas to say we need the energy.
The provision to drill in Anwar passed the House, but it sets up a fight in the Senate where Democrats have promised a filibuster to block it. Another contentious piece of the bill has to do with a gasoline additive known as MTBE, methyl tertiary butyl ether. It's been seeping from underground tanks, contaminating local water supplies all around the country. Republicans included in this energy bill a provision to shield MTBE makers from liability lawsuits stemming from poisoned drinking water. California Democrat Lois Capps has MTBE contamination in her district, but called it a national problem.
Mr. Chairman, this is a bad provision. MTBE contamination has affected over 1,800 water systems in 29 states.
Republican leaders argued that MTBE manufacturers should not be liable for the damages their product causes because fuel additives were mandated by Congress in the first place. The MTBE provision just barely made it into the bill. But this is only step one for this giant, far-reaching bill. It's made it this far several times before, only to be blocked by the Senate over drilling in the Arctic or in negotiations with House leaders over MTBE. This year, those fights are set up once again as the bill heads to the Senate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.